She's a real woman with a real life. She's someone you can relate to. Dawn Newton.
To the Dawn Newton Podcast. I am your host, Dawn Newton. Food insecurity affects more than 47 million Americans. But this spring, Bayer is once again teaming up with country superstar Luke Bryan to help fight hunger and support the local farmers who put food on our tables. For the 10th year, Bayer will be the presenting sponsor of Luke Bryan's annual farm tour and will be continuing their impactful hashtag Here's to the Farmer and Take Care Now campaigns. Joining me to discuss from Bayer is Director of External Communications, Bryan Leake.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey, Bryan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. Hey, it's great to talk with you. You know, every year we manage to chat about Luke Bryan's farm tour and the Take Care Now campaign, and it's that time again, and I'm really excited to bring awareness, but also encourage action. So thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, no, I much appreciate the opportunity to, you know, to chat with you and you know, get in front of your listeners as well.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Bryan, you are the Director of External Communications for Bayer. Bayer, Kroger, Luke Bryan teaming up. I believe this is the 10th year working on food insecurities in our rural areas. Luke Bryan doing his part with his tours, which are sellouts and an easy poster child for this campaign. You can't think of a better, I mean, good job on marketing. But tell us about the tour, what Bayer is doing for those that maybe aren't familiar with it.
I mean, I think it's, and you set it up really nicely, Dawn. I think it's, you know, just an example of a perfect partnership. For those that may not know, Luke is the son of a Georgia peanut farmer. So he has that background, and that ties into perfectly into Bayer's company mantra, which is health for all, hunger for none. And we both on the Bayer side, we, you know, our mission incorporates and encapsulates both the agricultural side of our business, so providing tools such as seeds and that sort of thing to farmers so they can grow healthy, nutritious foods, as well as on the consumer health side, products that enable people to take care of themselves, whether that's vitamins like one a day or Claritin for allergies, or of course aspirin, which folks know us very well by. It's just really a perfect fit because the campaign is designed to create awareness around all these elements, really addressing not only that self-care, but then food insecurity as well. And that's a topic that we brought in another partner, Feeding America, on to help address, you know, and be very active in addressing food insecurity in the U.S. And folks, I think it's a topic that many Americans don't realize, that 47 million Americans our food is pretty astounding when you think about it.
That's a staggering number. You know, you don't realize it. And we're talking everything from children to the elderly. When you think about, especially in rural areas, the difficulties sometimes they face getting food, whether it's financial, whether it's transportation. You know, sometimes I think we make this assumption, this perception that, well, if people are in the rural areas, isn't that where the farms are? Isn't that where the beef is and, you know, the cattle? And that's not, there might be some accuracy there, but not completely.
That's exactly right. It is a little bit of a disconnect as far as where the logic would follow, right? Where these are the communities in which farmers grow the food, the abundant and nutritious food that we all enjoy. But the reality is, you know, a lot of times in these rural communities, there isn't a grocery store within, you know, a very short drive away. You know, in some cases, you're driving 45 minutes or an hour to get to the local grocery store for nutritious foods and things like that. So some of this is that, as access to the right nutrition, and some of it is that, you know, disparity in income, where there is a disparity in rural communities in a lot of cases. And that's where we're seeing 9 out of 10 counties with the highest food insecurity rates are rural. And food insecurity is generally defined as, you know, an individual that, like, doesn't know where their next meal is coming from. So they don't have that, you know, I would say consistent access to a steady meal supply. And we're seeing that impact those rural communities more now than ever. I mentioned the 47 million. Last year, Feeding America pegged that number at 44 million. And the year prior to that, 44 million represented a 30% increase. So this is a topic and an issue that we're seeing not only increase in prevalence, but you know, we saw it in the recent election polls, right? This was a topic that was on top of Americans' minds, whether that's looking at food inflation and food prices. I mean, it was something that really dominated and I think continues to dominate a lot of discussion. So it's a way for Bayer to come in and work with Feeding America. We're providing another million meals this year to help address that, bringing our total to 9 million meals since the inception of this 10-year partnership.
That's amazing. And it is sad and eye-opening when it's like, wait a minute, we're feeding this many millions of people and that number just keeps going up in the past couple of years. That's definitely something to take a look at. And also when you mentioned too is getting food to individuals. I mean, we can definitely get calories. I mean, there's all but the nutrition piece is what is always seems to be missing. The frankenfoods, processed foods that are easily available at your little mini marts and things like that, but to actually get the nutrition is another piece to that. You know, the food insecurity, people that are just going hungry, as you said, not knowing where their next meal is coming from. What can we do to help? What can, you know, our listeners do? It's one thing to bring awareness, like I said earlier, but what can we do to take action?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that listeners can do. And one thing, and I think the awareness part is so important. And that's where Luke has been such a great partner in lending his star power behind this important initiative, getting out into these local communities and really kind of talking about this and bringing this to the forefront. Every individual can use a hashtag that we encourage folks to use called Here's to the Farmer. So on your favorite social media platform, using that will kind of help not only shed some light and create some awareness around this topic, but also tie some of these conversations together on social media, which I think is something that we're looking to do is have conversations, create awareness around it. And then also, I mean, go connect with your local Feeding America food bank, you know, offer to volunteer, donate food items, canned items. We're encouraging folks to get involved at a local level. And actually this year, new to the campaign, there's an element where FFA students are given the opportunity to create, you know, kind of call it displays with canned food items that will compete to get based on creativity and originality. And these designs will kind of compete to win prizes. And the winner will be featured on a Luke Bryan Instagram post. So it's just a novel way to try to think about this a little bit differently and try to raise awareness on the topic in ways that we haven't done in the past. And, you know, one example, again, is building sculptures and things like that out of canned food items, which will then all be donated to local food banks in California. So it's a really cool way to think about this a little bit differently and an example of how people can get involved.
I was reading, too, that this will be Luke's 16th farm tour and the first time ever that he's heading to the West Coast for 3 farm tours in California. You know, those rural areas is so important. So that reach is really, it's just expanding.
It is, absolutely. He'll be doing 3 shows next week in kind of the Bakersfield and Fresno area. So really the heart of, you know, the agriculture area in the state. And while many of his previous tours have kind of focused on that Midwest growing area, it's important for growers of all different types of food products to kind of not only get that, you know, that recognition, but also, you know, to see that support from Luke. And again, being the son of a farmer, he understands just what it takes to grow a crop and to, you know, weather all the twists and turns of a growing season, and especially the curveballs that Mother Nature can throw farmers' way.
Oh, gosh, Mother Nature, she can be really brutal. That curveball can be, yes, devastating. Brian, where can we go for more information? Where would you like us to go?
Yeah, for more information, to check out Bayer's partnership with the Farm Tour, as well as Luke and Feeding America and others. We encourage folks to go to bayer.us/farmtour.
Well, again, I appreciate this time and this work. Thank you.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it very much, Dawn.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Dawn Newton Podcast, and a special thank you to my guest, Brian Leake, Director of External Communications with Bayer. A reminder, Bayer is once again teaming up with country superstar Luke Bryan to help fight hunger and support the local farmers who put food on our tables. For more information, please visit bayer.us/farmtour, and be sure and check out my website, dawnnewton.com.
The Dawn Newton Podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Dawn Newton.